Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Easter season, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in Justice and Peace Ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Listening, the First Step of a Synodal Church.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. I see that the apostles used their authority humbly and wisely when they created deacons. And it all began because they listened to the needs of the community. Listening is the first step of what we now call a synodal church, a church that seeks to strengthen communion among all the communities with active participation of all its members, from a single lay person all the way to the highest bishop and pope, a church that fosters an active mission in the world. And this is all stated, what I just stated, it's all in the final document of the Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops that held a 3-year period of synod on synodality, approved by Pope Francis on October 26, 2024, and definitely worth reading, the final document. We say this is a new way of being a church, a synodal church. But I see, looking closely at today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it was actually a way of being church from the very beginning. So let's look closely at the clear and practical steps that they employed. First of all, we hear that those disciples who were Hellenist, that is, Greek-speaking, from a different culture, like foreigners, not in Jerusalem, that they had a complaint against the Hebrew disciples over the neglect of their widows when it came to daily food distribution in the church. Oh boy, we see right away that the early Christians also faced divisions, discrimination, inequality, very early on. So does our synodal church recognize such differences and divisions among us today? Discrimination of food distribution might have been unintentional, accidental, but most likely it was unjust. What is impressive to me is that the 12 apostles actually heard the complaint, that the disciples were able to complain to the 12 from the very beginning is something amazing. The apostles actually listened to the Hellenist complaint. They allowed the problem to surface. They listened and did not suppress the problem or ignore the victims of injustice, the widows in need of food. Listening then is the first step in a synodal church today, as always. Allowing negativity, problems, complaints, and suffering to surface is what true listening does. Then, you see, the apostles had the humility to admit that they can't do everything themselves. They needed and asked for help. They created and listened and discerned a process to solve the problem. They're very creative, I think, in solving the problem, not ignoring it or doing nothing about it. They asked the people to help by selecting 7 reputable, spiritual, wise men. And yes, at that point, they did mean men, males. Although later, the church community actually sought women to be deaconesses. But anyway, imagine seeking the people's input and participation, a synodal church from the beginning. Then the people went ahead and selected their 7 candidates and submitted them for approval. And that approval they got. They all seemed to have Greek names, by the way. An obvious correction to the problem of neglecting the Greek-speaking Hellenistic members. The 7 who were acceptable to the community were acceptable to the 12 apostles. So they laid their hands on them, prayed over them. Thus, deacons were created in the church for the first time by the very first apostles. They were not created by Jesus. In today's Gospel of John, by the way, Jesus says, "Whoever believes will do greater works than I do." And indeed, creating new ministries like deacons is perhaps an example of continuing to do even greater things in the church since Jesus did his first works. How marvelous the teaching of the first apostles, who knew how to use their authority humbly, how to organize the Christian community, how to listen first in order to serve better. The result was an increase in discipleship, and even from among the priestly caste of Jews in Jerusalem. So whenever our church has listened and acted throughout history in this very way, in a way that we now call a synodal church, it has been for the better. Throughout history, the church has had to listen to complaints, errors, our own sins, and make corrections and seek forgiveness. In a synodal way, the church recanted its doctrine of discovery and colonialism. Pope St. John Paul II asked pardon for the use of violence that was committed in the service of the truth. That is, meaning the Inquisition, the Crusades, the forced conversions of native peoples. The church heard the complaints from scientists like Copernicus and Galileo, finally, and admitted their error that the earth is not the center of the universe. Once the church believed slavery and capital punishment were okay. Once the church objected to usury, or to ecumenism, no cremation. It also believed in married clergy. It believed in limbo for unbaptized infants. It believed bishops could be temporal rulers. So it is not a threat to know this history, sometimes a history with negativity and sinfulness. It's a blessing that the church throughout its history has listened and responded properly, just as the 12 apostles did when they heard the complaint of the widows in need and created a new entity called deacons. May our synodality church do similarly today.